Galatians chapter 3. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Yahshua the Messiah has evidently been set forth, executed among you? This only would I learn of you. Received you the Holy Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministers to you the Spirit and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed Yahweh, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that Yahweh would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the good news unto Abraham, saying, In you shall all nations be blessed. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are out of or apart from the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, Cursed is every one that continues not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of Yahweh, it is evident. For the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that does them shall live in them. The Messiah has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, Cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through Yahshua the Messiah, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men. Though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannuls or adds thereto. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He said not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is the Messiah. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of Yahweh in the Messiah, the law, which was 430 years later, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise. But Yahweh gave it to Abraham by promise. Why the law then? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but Yahweh is one. Is the law then against the promises of Yahweh? May it never be so, for if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the Scripture has concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Yahshua the Messiah might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to the Messiah, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For you are all the children of Yahweh, by faith in the Messiah Yahshua. For as many of you as have been baptized into the Messiah have put on the Messiah. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in the Messiah Yahshua. And if you be the Messiah's, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. End of chapter.